Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips. We're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. If you're ready, hit play and let's get started. Welcome to today's episode of Beauty Revival, and today's title is Make Time Itself Look Like the Fool. And we're going to talk about how being preserved and renewed and as if you cracked the code. I'm going to be talking about how someone can go through so much and still glow and reframe aging as the fact that it's not time that ages us, it's stress, misalignment, and living in survival mode. We know there's a huge difference in how fast people age depending on their environment. And a great example of that is just a president that goes into term as with dark hair. And at the end of the 4 years, he's gone completely gray. We've seen it many times. And there's people that have been through tragedies. Obviously, we're not going to compare to that because it's a very extreme. But I feel like just how you manage your stress in your life, your daily stuff that comes up, your life decisions, your relationships, your work collaborations, your friendships, all of that contributes. And again, it's just a way of living and thinking that changes how your body responds. It's, again, something that I've lived and something that I've just seen with my own self, how as I've healed from certain things and forgiven certain things, that it has made me look younger. And I know that sounds like a crazy idea, but I do believe it. I believe it in terms of alignment. And again, just that your body can really repair itself. And part of repair is rejuvenation of your collagen and things that will make you look younger. It's proven by biology. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. When cortisol, which is the stress hormone, stays high for too long, it literally breaks the body down instead of repairing it. With your skin, cortisol degrades collagen and elastin, which leads to thinning skin, fine lines, sagging, dullness, and slower healing. With your face, it increases inflammation and fluid retention, causing puffiness, especially under the eyes, jaw tension, and stress-related breakouts. As far as fat distribution, high cortisol signals the body to store fat, especially in the abdomen and face, even when diet and exercise haven't changed. I experienced that firsthand. I've talked about it in the past. I spent 1 month in Italy with my daughter. She was doing a course and we were in Florence. And just the stress of just that international travel and living in a different city. And I won't go into all the details here, but I literally every night at the end of my day would feel like I had a train rushing through my body. And it was something like I had never felt before. And I was walking like 10 miles a day, but my jeans were still tight on me. I was like, what is this? And that's when I first started to look into like this high cortisol response. I started watching all these videos and I literally ordered all these supplements and stuff. The minute I got off the plane, I would have support and be able to turn it around. But that's an extreme. example, there's so many things in our daily life, just getting in an argument with someone that could spike your cortisol through the roof. Back to the other ways that high cortisol shows up in your body is it in your hair and nails. It pushes the body into survival modes. Non-essential functions like hair growth and hair strength decline, shedding and brittleness. And that's another thing I noticed when I was on that trip for 1 month. I felt like my nails didn't grow because normally I get my dip fills or whatever I had at that time. And I was like, how is it that I'm not needing them done? And this completely explains it. Literally, your hair will not grow as fast. Your nails will not grow as fast. And as far as your body aging, chronic cortisol levels raise blood sugar and inflammation, accelerating cellular aging, muscle breakdown, bone loss, and fatigue. I'm exhausted even just reading this to you guys. But again, I've been on a tangent all week down several lanes of this, from my morning coffee routine to my workout routine. I've been really mixing things up again. And then again, your hormones. It suppresses estrogen, progesterone, and thyroid function, which compounds aging in women. Wow. Yeah, that is a lot. As far as the estrogen, I'll throw in one thing too. Again, just adding those collagen peptide powders to your coffee. That's one thing that is really great for that. I'm going to go back to doing that this week. Bottom line, stress doesn't just feel aging. It is biologically aging. The body cannot glow when it's in fight or flight. Cortisol doesn't care how good your skincare is. If your nervous system is stressed, your body diverts resources away from beauty and into survival. Wow. Yes, this is what we need to work on, because on the flip side of that, when the body feels safe, it repairs. Again, whether it is meditation or prayer or running or hiking or going for a walk, we all know the things that we need to do to eliminate the stress on a daily basis and to manage it when it's there. But in the bigger picture, because it's the overall quality of your life, I feel, that shows on your face and body in terms of your overall health. And again, comparing that to how old you look, is how much aligned are you with your values and your decisions, meaning your relationships. Are you in a relationship with somebody that is aligned and that treats you well and that you are happy with? Because if you're not, and I know this from experience, the amount of stress that that can bring is just overwhelming. And you know, you could lay in bed and toss and turn and stress over whatever issues it is that you're having. And when they don't get resolved, we all know you go into cognitive dissonance, which is your mind, your brain is really good at making up stories. And it will make up stories to yourself that convince you to stay in this toxic situation. And usually the cognitive dissonance kicks in because when you look at the reality and you see it clearly without a doubt that it's not serving you, that you need to make a change, and then you look at what that would mean, meaning, oh, I have to move, or how it'll affect your kids, or how it will affect your finances. And it just becomes too overwhelming. And you go, oh, I could never do that because X, Y, and Z. And then you just click back in with the storyline. And usually this goes hand in hand with drinking wine, medicating yourself. And, you know, that's a lot of our society. They're like stuck in these transactional relationships and ones that don't serve them. And the only way of making it, you know, what is the word, comfortable, instead of being in constant stress, is by daily drinking. Who knows what else? I don't know what else people do in terms of their drug habits or whatever, or escapism. It could be shopping. It could be sex addiction, porn. There's all kinds of things people do, but it's all to escape the fact that they are not in alignment. And I like to tell friends or, you know, people in my life when I see the dynamic, when something isn't working and you see this outer manifestation of, you know, a toxic pattern where maybe somebody's drinking too much and then that's turning into fights. And it's because the underlying issue is not being addressed. And when people look at like the whole ecosystem around it, like let's say a relationship, and then there's kids involved and it's all related. And if they were to start with that premise and one person starts to get healthy, a lot of times, you know, the other isn't going to, and it's going to turn into a breakup, a divorce, whatever it is. People don't want to deal with that. Instead, they numb themselves and they age themselves a lot faster than people that actually take the steps to make the changes. When I go back to the title of Make Time Itself Look Like the Fool, and the key to looking more preserved and renewed, and as if you crack the code is aligning with your own truth and making decisions consistently to align your life with your value system. And it's isolating, you know, it's not easy, but it is worth it in so many ways. And it can look like, and usually it's a lot of things at once, because when I go back to alignment, I feel like usually your job, your home life, your friendships, they're all reflecting the same thing back to you. And again, whether it's like a narcissistic dynamic, it's often that if you have a spouse or a relationship partner that is narcissistic, you probably also have narcissistic friends, and you may even have a narcissistic boss. And it's like, it's all being played in front of you to show you this is a pattern that you have to break. And I've just noticed a lot how that's just been surrounding me. And then when you step out of a relationship and say, no, this is not serving me any longer, and you push up against your fear, and it's not easy. You make huge changes that are not easy. They're not convenient. They're not financially savvy. They feel like the opposite, but you're realigning your life in a way that actually brings you peace, that actually like gives you yourself back. Because a lot of these relational dynamics cause you to erase who you are. You can't react in a normal way because of a dynamic, maybe. You can't advocate for yourself because it doesn't land well. And maybe anytime you push back and try to do what's best for you, the other person is threatened, or it's just too hard to do. Over time, you just get conditioned to just go with the flow and not stand up for yourself. But once you pull out of that and you're in a dynamic where you're no longer being erased, you're gonna start healing. And by healing, meaning you're sleeping more peacefully, you're literally having more peace around you, you have more self-respect and more self-love because you know you're taking care of yourself first. And those are all things that signal to your body that it's safe now to heal. Whereas before, every resource with your cortisol and everything is going into survival mode, which leaves nothing for cell renewal, for stimulating new collagen, for, you know, basically just looking younger, turning back the clock. I know it sounds kind of extreme, but it really is important. And I've done it. I've walked away from relationships that required self-abandonment. I've left friendships that thrived on imbalance. I've step back from business opportunities that looked good but felt wrong. And, you know, different times and seasons in my life, I've stayed way longer than others. I'm getting to a point now where I just don't hesitate anymore. I've just learned this lesson so thoroughly that there's no value that comes with delaying it once I see a clear dynamic. But once you do make the change and you start going through the hard work, the new circumstance that you get yourself into, whether you've moved out, you have a new place now, you've left the job and you're in your new chapter, the relief and the peace that comes from that can be instant and so huge. And I just have seen this in my own life where I really postponed something for a long time. But then once I did it, the immediate like peace that came and the fears that I had around doing it, none of them were valid. And I just look back and go, thank God, you know, thank God. And I know it's not easy to do because most people do stay in toxic relationships and toxic jobs and toxic friendships. I hear it all the time. So usually when you do make a run for it and you're fighting for your own cortisol management, you do have to go through a wilderness season. And I think it's important to just like normalize the isolation because it is transformation. And people are just so afraid of being alone. And for me, I just feel like it's so incredibly necessary in order for anyone to find out who they are as a person and how to be able to be healthy in a relationship with someone else. Because if you haven't learned who you are and what you need as a person and who you are as a person and what you value, and again, what is important to you and how you see your life before you bring in a partner, then you're just going to always have some form of cognitive dissonance because you're going to be brushing up against things that don't feel good and you're not going to know why. And you're going to be too afraid to look at it too cleanly. Reeling it back into what this episode is about, it's about healthy dynamics, because if you don't have healthy dynamics in the way you talk to other people, the way you talk to yourself, the relationships that you're in every aspect, then you're out of alignment. And then you're in a state of stress because your body does not feel safe. And then you're producing more cortisol, and then the huge list of things that I already gave you are starting to happen with your body. And, you know, a lot of this is our society in general, you know, is very stressful compared to other cultures. Maybe, you know, they see Americans as being driven, and you know, we're very fast paced in comparison to other places that aren't so much. And I think we probably are aging accordingly too. Again, the first thing you need to do is look at your life and look at the ways that you can get more in alignment so that the cortisol can relax and that your body can feel safe enough to immediately go into repair, which is what it does. It turns back the hands of time. Here's a few other simple ways to lower the cortisol, because again, we have to make this the theme right now, is your sleep. Even one extra hour of quality sleep lowers cortisol more than any supplement. Quick thing I also heard from Dr. X, I think that's how you say his name, this week. He said that a tablespoon of grass-fed butter before bed is amazing to lower cortisol and that it helps women sleep. And also, if you wake up during the night, to try that. I'm just going to say, look into that if that sounds interesting to you, because I've not tried it yet, but I thought that was incredible because he talks about women needing more like fats and healthy fats like avocado and olive oil, you know, to lower the cortisol. So also another thing is to eat before coffee. I don't necessarily do this, but protein plus healthy fat in the morning prevents cortisol and spikes from cortisol spikes from caffeine. It's another thing to maybe think about. Obviously, the gentle movement, walking, stretching, light strength training, calm cortisol better than intense cardio when you're stressed, prayer or quiet stillness, anything that shifts the body out of fight or flight into regulation lowers cortisol. One of the ways I do that, I've talked about before, is with my red light therapy mask. I do it every day. It's only 10 or 12 minutes. I always just make it a point to be intentional with what I'm thinking about or listening to. Anyways, I am just trying to, you know, keep this whole concept that peace is the ultimate anti-aging serum. Again, it's bitterness costs more than betrayal, and healing is a biological reset. When you're living in truth, you are rewriting your body's response to life. You don't have to panic. You can evolve. You don't have to erase your past. You can integrate it. And time doesn't rule you. You can rule how you live. Maybe you need to look at ways that you're tolerating things that are actually aging you and what you think having more alignment in your life would look like. You know, time again bends for those who align with truth, peace, and resilience. And the last thing I want to say is when I came out of my isolation period, I realized that my life isn't just about peace, because I used to always say, you know, that peace trumps everything. Peace trumps romance. Peace trumps everything. But I didn't have any joy. And so I just wanted to add that I feel like now that I've kind of come out of my cocoon into my butterfly era, that I've been feeling joy, and it's so amazing. And the source of the joy, which I'm calling like the activation, is just that I'm aligned with my purpose now. I launched my book. I've got my podcast going. I'm in alignment with sharing the things that I went through so that I can help make it easier for other people. And again, just sharing far more than makeup and beauty tips and sharing, you know, just lifestyle things you can do to have a much healthier life and to look younger. Because, you know, when you feel younger and you look younger, you know, you are going to be happier. And again, I just feel like it's more than just being okay. And it's about activating what was preserved. Again, joy didn't come from acquiring more. It came from expressing more. So that is the secret sauce that Main Truth Bomb is: no husband, no luxury car, no shopping spree, no cosmetic treatment can replace the miraculous combination of a healed nervous system, clear identity, aligned purpose, and activated gifts. And that is what the secret sauce really is. And in final closing, I will say, we can have a little affirmation, which is, I release what my body was never meant to carry. I choose rest over strain, peace over pressure, and trust over fear. My body is allowed to soften, heal, and restore. I am safe to slow down. Beauty, strength, and clarity return as I come back into balance. And it is even biblical, where the most direct verse linking God's provision to renewed youth is Psalm 103, which basically says, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Or Joel 2:5, the restoration of lost years is, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. And I do believe that it is one of the gifts that God gives you when you go through a hard time and you come out of it and you're better and not bitter, when you've forgiven the people that have hurt you, when you have continued to evolve and live in a way that is aligned and with integrity, that God restores everything. He restores your finances, He restores your relationships, He restores your business, and He restores your youth. That is it for today. I hope that you liked it and got something out of it, and I will see you next time. Bye. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.